It's swing, sing, and all that jazz. And here to give you the downbeat is Henry Holloway.
Thank you once again, Marilyn, and hello to you once again, dear listeners. It's swing time, sing time, and jazz time, too. Mostly vintage things and mostly coupled with anniversaries. First in line, the birthday of Edgar Sampson, born on the 31st of August, 1907, in New York City. Edgar Sampson is one of the unsung heroes of swing. Composer, arranger, master of all the reed instruments, vocalist, and bandleader. He worked with Benny Goodman, Duke Ellington, Chick Webb, and Fletcher Henderson, among others. His many compositions include Don't Be That Way, Stompin' at the Savoy, Lullaby in Rhythm, If Dreams Come True, and this one, Blue Lou. Today we listen to the Benny Goodman version, 1954 vintage, arranged not by Edgar Sampson, as is usually the case with his compositions, but by my friend Neil Hefti. Typical Benny Goodman swinger. Edgar Sampson's Blue Lou, recorded in New York City on November 9th, 1954. I think the trumpet and tenor soloists were Bernie Priven and Boomy Richmond, respectively. The clarinetist, of course, was Mr. Goodman. From swing to sing, and no one better than Frank Sinatra. Oh, Blue Eyes was only 23 when he recorded All or Nothing at All with Harry James and his band on the 31st of August 1939.
All or nothing at all. Half a love. never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. All or nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Oh, please don't bring your lips so close to my cheek. Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes and the touch of your hand makes me weak, and my heart may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. And so you see, I've got to say no, no. All or nothing at all.
Well, young Francis Albert was just at the start of his meteoric career when that was recorded, but even then they all started to sit up and take note. And the same could almost be said of Harry James as a band leader. On the 3rd of September 1940, Artie Shaw made history when, at a special recording session for RCA Victory in Hollywood, he introduced his Gramercy 5, actually 6 if you add Mr. Shaw, which included for the first time in jazz a harpsichord played at this 5-number session by Johnny Guarnieri, bassist Judd Denort, trumpeter Billy Butterfield, and of course Artie Shaw on clarinet can also be heard to good effect.
Thank you.
Artie Shaw and his Gramercy 5 in September 1940 playing Summit Ridge Drive, named after the street on which Mr. Shaw lived at the time. And history was made. On the 5th of September 1940, just 2 days after Artie Shaw had recorded Summit Ridge Drive, Duke Ellington and his orchestra waxed in a mellow tone, not in Hollywood but in Chicago. The Ellington soloists on this one are Cootie Williams trumpet and Johnny Hodges alto sax. In a mellow tone, which, as could almost be assumed, was composed by Duke Ellington. We now remember the birthday of Butch Stone, born on the 26th of August 1912 in New York City. Butch gained international fame as Les Brown's novelty vocalist from 1941 till 2001. That's 60 years. Butch Stone's most famous song is "A Good Man Is Hard to Find."
Now here's a story with a moral. All you girls should pay some mind. When you find a man worth keeping, be satisfied. Make sure to treat him kind. 'Cause a good man is hard to find. You can always get the other kind.
Me?
when you think you got a pal. You can find him messing around another gal, then you rave. You'll even start to crave to see him laying deep down in his grave. So if your man is nice, baby, take my advice. You'd better hug him in the morning, kiss him every night, give him plenty loving, treat him right. 'Cause a good man nowadays is hard to find. Now, I got a chick.
A chick?
Yeah. About 6'2".
Man, that's tall.
She never thought a midget like me would do. One fine day, she met some other cat. He took all her money, then left her flat.
He's a dirty rock.
He's no good, no good. Now, she's calling me back on her phone. She says, baby, you better come on home. I'm all alone. But if I'm gonna go back to her grass shack, she's gotta hug me in the morning, kiss me every night, give me plenty loving, treat me right. 'Cause a good man nowadays is hard to find. I went back.
You returned?
Yeah. But I told that gal Aunt Hal. I said, then was then, woman. Now is now. If you want me to stay, there's just one but. Get a smile on your face and keep your big mouth shut. Now we're back together, everything's fine. I run a house, Jack, she better not step out of line. Now she knows what to do when the day is through. She's gotta hug me in the AM, kiss me in the PM, give me plenty loving with all her might. 'Cause a good man nowadays is hard to find.
A good man is indeed hard to find, according to Butch. Now, the birthday of alto saxophonist Charlie Parker in Kansas City, Kansas, on August 29, 1920. Parker is widely acknowledged as the chief founder of bop, or progressive jazz. Here's an example. Johnny Green's beautiful ballad, Out of Nowhere, gets the Charlie Parker treatment, followed by Miles Davis on trumpet. You decide.
Thank you.
I don't doubt their abilities, but bop is not for me. I must be one of the older fellas. Well now, here's a double anniversary. Firstly, the birthday of tenor saxophonist Lester Young on August 27th, 1909. And secondly, the recording by Count Basie and his Kansas City 7 featuring Lester Young of Lester's own Lester Leaps In on September 5th, 1939 in New York City. So, here it is. Lester Leaps In, featuring its composer Lester Young on tenor sax with Count Basie and his Kansas City 7 in 1939. Now here's an interesting one. Vocalist Francis Wayne was born on the 26th of August 1924 in Boston, Massachusetts. Francis gained prominence with Woody Herman's band in the mid-1940s, especially with their recording of Happiness is Just a Thing Called Joe, and for marrying Woody's trumpeter, arranger, Neil Hefti.
Hello, boys. This is Francis Wayne with Woody Herman and his band. We're making some Vedas today, and I would like to sing a song called Happiness is Just a Thing Called Joe.
Happiness is just a thing called Joe. He's got a smile that makes the lilacs wanna grow. He's got a way that makes the angels people sigh when they see little Joe's passing by. Sometimes the tables bare, but when he kisses me, it's Christmas everywhere. Troubles fly away. All I need to know, because happiness is just a thing called joy.
Lovely alto sax work there was by Woody Herman himself. Not long after Frances Wayne had recorded that V disc and she'd married Neil Hefti, they left Woody Herman and started out on their own. They never looked back. On the 4th of September 1905, Mead Lux Lewis was born in Chicago, Illinois. Lewis was one of the world's leading honky-tonk pianists and a foremost composer in that genre. His most famous composition is Honky Tonk Train Blues, and here he plays it on March 7th, 1937, in Chicago. ¶¶ Mead Lux Lewis playing his own honky-tonk train blues in 1937. The man was certainly a marvelous pianist. Singer Ethel Waters died on the 1st of September 1977 at the age of 77. In a long and successful career, Ethel Waters became associated with the song Stormy Weather. So let's listen to her May 3rd, 1933 recording of it.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. Just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone. Stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time, keeps raining all the time. I walk around heavy-hearted and sad. Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad. Rain pouring down, blinding every hope I had. This pittering, pattering, beating and splattering drives me mad. Love, 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 love. This misery is just too much for me. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone. Stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler's Stormy Weather, sung by Ethel Waters in 1933. Our final recording anniversary on today's program shifts the spotlight onto Jerry Mulligan. On the 2nd of September 1952, the Jerry Mulligan Quartet recorded My Funny Valentine in Los Angeles and brought it into the realms of jazz standards. Baritone saxophonist Mulligan and especially trumpeter Chet Baker are in the front line. Thank you. a most sensitive treatment of the Richard Rodgers standard, My Funny Valentine, by the Jerry Mulligan Quartet in 1952, with Chet Baker soloing for the first 2 minutes. Those were the good days before drugs took over both Chet's and Jerry's lives, ending tragically in each case. Most of you, dear listeners, must have heard of the death of Johnny Fourie, the South African guitarist without peer in this country. He was a good friend of mine, and I had a long chat with his widow, Val, who lovingly called Johnny a gentle soul. On May 12, 1993, Johnny Fourie recorded some tunes in Cape Town, and I'd like to play you Darn That Dream. the late, great Johnny Furie in pensive mood. I doubt whether we'll ever see his likes again. Let's allow Gavin Fullard to spread his undoubted talents across his track 5 vocal group and his dominant 7 instrumentalists now. They were recorded live at the Nassau Theatre in Newlands on June 15, 2003, while giving a concert there. Let's listen to Masquinada. Masquinada, composed by Joris Bin, performed by Gavin Fullard and his two groups. And the applause was well-deserved. Penultimately, pianist Bruce Gardner with two Gershwin compositions, Summertime and Lady Be Good. Thank you. Thank you, Brucey. Always a pleasure. Finale time with Rollo Scott. Rollo and his big band play an Afrikaans-titled tune, Vrolijkheid. Once again, no time for our closing theme. Just enough to say goodbye. Back now to Rollo Scott.
Sing and All That Jazz was compiled and presented by Henry Holloway. Henry Holloway's autobiography, titled Swing, Sing and All That Jazz, is due to be published in America by Trafford Publishers and will be available on Amazon.com and at Barnes & Noble bookstores. It tells the story of a unique South African who rose from humble beginnings to become one of only two non-Americans in history who has been honored with America's prestigious Golden Bandstand Award, joining Frank Sinatra, Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, and 50 other American music legends. This 700-page book tells Henry Holloway's remarkable story and contains more than 500 images of photographs, articles, and letters. Contact Trafford Publishers in Bloomington, Indiana.